There's a lach in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Taf Reish Siv Beis. The Shulchan Aruch writes the Kiddush of Leil Sheni of Rosh Hashanah. The Shulchan Aruch writes you should be miniach a pri chadash. You should have a new fruit that night and say a shechayanu. And the Ramah adds in, or you could wear a new article of clothing. And this way, get around the issue of not saying a shechayanu, because this machlok is whether or not one should say a shechayanu on the second night. Because on the one hand, it's the Yom Arichta, it's one long day. So to recite two Shechayanus on the Yom Tif of one long day would be problematic. Yet on the other hand, some hold that really Rosh Hashanah is considered two different Yom Tovim. It's like any other Shnei Yom Tov Shel Galios. And therefore, just like on a regular Yom Tov of Pesach and of Shavuos and of Sukkot, we say a Shechayanu according to all opinions on the second night. So too, you should say a Shechayanu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. So in order to remove yourself from such a safek, the suggestion of the Mechaber is to recite a Shechayanu on a new fruit or on a new article of clothing. Shulchan Aruch writes, if a person cannot find a new fruit or a new clothing, so you could say a Shechayanu anyways, like any other second day Yontif. Now the Magen Avraham points out that some make the mistake that they think you have to get a new fruit or a new article of clothing on other Yom Tovim, but it's not the case, because other Yom Tovim, according to all opinions, is definitely two separate days, so it requires two separate Shechayanus. The Safek is only with regards to Rosh Hashanah. So isn't the Shechayanu on the second night going to be a Hefsek? If you assume we're just saying a Shechayanu, we don't know if the Yom Tov needs it, we don't know if the fruit needs it, so let's say really the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah doesn't require Shechayanu. And the only reason we're saying a Shechayanu is on the fruit, or on the new suit. So now the Shechayanu that we're saying is going to be a Hefsek. We just said a Bracha HaGafen on Kiddush, and before we drink we're saying a Shechayanu on our fruit, on our clothing, and that's a complete Hefsek. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes, the definition of a Hefsek is not saying words that are unnecessary, but really a lapse in the mind, in the hesech hadas. But since the Shechayanu that we're saying is because of a suffix, that maybe Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah needs one, maybe it doesn't, but our focus, our attention is still on Rosh Hashanah, so then it's not considered a hesech hadas, in which case it's not considered a hefsek. Then Rav Yosef, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and Mikrei Kodesh in Pesach, Simon Samach Beis thinks this is actually a machlokes between the Kivyeger and the Magen Avraham, whether we could say Shita Svara, whether a Hefsek is based on a Hesek Hadas, or Hefsek might simply be saying words that are unnecessary. But be it as it may, or Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that's the reason why the Shechayanu doesn't serve as a Hefsek. The Tshuvas Avnei Nezer, Nor HaChaim, Simon Tov Nun Sif Katan Vav, writes that only a Dibur Shel Rishus, only a voluntary speech, would be an interruption. But he assumes that it's all about speech, not about hesech hadas, it's about speech. But only speech of a davar shel reshus would serve as a hefsek, but a dibur shel minag, that the practice has become to say shechayanu because we don't know, that has become a requirement almost. It is a requirement by the chachamim, and that type of speech based on an obligation to say it would not be considered a hefsek. Now, the Rav Avadia Yosef writes, it's not a hefsek because of a different reason. Because really, Mikra Din, he says, we hold that the second Yom Tov does require a Shechayanu. And we're just being machmir to have a new fruit and a new suit there. But really, Mikra Din, the second night requires a Shechayanu. And his proof is, because the Shulchan Aruch paskins, if there is no fruit, or there is no new suit, you still say a Shechayanu. So we see that the real halacha is, we paskin that the Yom Tov does require Shechayanu, and for that reason, it doesn't serve as a hefsek. The Matei Ephraim writes that when a person says a Shechayanu, he should have in mind that the Shechayanu is going not only on the Yom Tov, but it's also going on the fruit or the new article of clothing. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes, if one had kavana only on the fruit, for some reason he thought that was the halacha, it's still not considered a hefsek. Why? He didn't have in mind to be on the Yom Tov at all. Because the person in his mind, even though he was wrong, he thought, for whatever reason, Rosh Hashanah requires saying a Shechayanu and a new fruit. Nothing to do with the Yontif. It's a new year, so you need a new fruit, he thought maybe. So the Shechayanu goes on the new fruit as a keem in Rosh Hashanah. But nothing to do with the Shechayanu on the Yontif. Has to do with the Shechayanu, the new fruit. But since he thought that was part of the fabric of Yontif Shel Rosh Hashanah, even in that case where he only had in mind of the Shechayanu on the fruit, that too will not serve as a hefsek. When does one eat the new fruit? Rosh Shlomo Zalman says a person should eat it immediately after Kiddush before washing hands, so there shouldn't be a hefsek between the Shechayanu and the eating. So you say she'achiyanu, and then you drink the wine or the grape juice, and then you say ha'etz, and you eat the new fruit, and then you go and wash. But he's very, very careful not to have a kezayis of that fruit, because then you require bracha achrona. He didn't want to say bracha achrona, so he just had a little piece of the new fruit. Rav Yashiv argues and says the practice in many homes is to first recite the hamotzi, and then after eating the bread, one eats the fruit. And he says that the washing hands in hamotzi does not serve to be a hefsek between the shechayanu that we said earlier to the eating of the new fruit, which is only after eating the bread. Kav Chaim says that the women who say Shechayanu at Halakas Neros, who have a large break until the husbands come home, so that's not a hefsek. Why don't we say that's a hefsek, that women shouldn't say the Shechayanu at Halakas Neros? Now, many women don't say Shechayanu, they wait for the husbands, but the practice of most women is actually to say Shechayanu at candlelighting. So how could the Shechayanu work on the fruit that they're going to have much later on when the husbands come home? So we see we're not concerned with the hefsek from the Shechayanu until the eating of the fruit. So too, when we say Shechayanu at Kiddush, the men say Shechayanu at Kiddush, and they only eat the fruit after eating the bread, that's not going to serve as a hefsek. Why? What's the basis? Because, like we saw earlier, the Rav Avadi Yosef felt, and Kav Chaim also thinks this way, that Me'ikr Din, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that the Shechayanu really goes on the yantif, and it doesn't go on the fruit. And the proof again was that even if a person doesn't have a new fruit, he'll still say Shechayanu. Ah, there's no fruit. Because the Shechayanu is really Me'ikr Din going on the yantif, and not going on the fruit. So therefore, there is no concern of the hefsek. Now, the Gra writes that the Indian of Shechayanu, this is based on a big discussion in Rishonim, and if you look at Hilchos Brachos, but is the Shechayanu that we say normally on the eating of the new fruit or on the seeing of the new fruit? The Gra points out very tersely, he says, Mivarech al ha-re'iyah, he writes here, that you're supposed to say the bracha on the new fruit, on seeing, the re'iyah, the seeing of the new fruit, in which case the eating, you don't have to even eat the new fruit. You could just say the Shechayanu on the fact that it's a new season, and the fruit are coming back again this season, and that's the bracha, in which case there is no issue of hefsek. And I mentioned before that women who light candles, when they say Shechayanu, do they wait for the husbands or not? So the Mishnah Berurah writes that the practice is for women to say Shechayanu, and to avoid any issues, they should really wear a new suit as well, new clothing, or maybe have the new fruit out as well. That would be a very good practice. Having it out, in which case, according to the Gra, at least, seeing it, the Shechayanu is on the seeing it, they'll at least fulfill that position of the Gra. Now, what about once they said Shechayanu at lighting candles? So first, Moshe writes, even though by other Yamim Tovim, there seems to be debate whether women should say Shechayanu at Halakas Neros or not, but wait for the husband during Kiddush. Moshe writes, the practice is everyone says the Shechayanu at Halakas Neros on Rosh Hashanah. There's no debate. Everyone said the Shechayanu at the second night of Rosh Hashanah. Now the question becomes, if they fulfill the bracha of Shechayanu, are they allowed to answer Amen when the husband says a Shechayanu during Kiddush? They already fulfilled their bracha of Shechayanu. So Rav Moshe writes that one is allowed to, in fact one should answer. This is Rav Moshe, he writes this in Or HaChaim Chelek Dalet Simen Chaf. Simon Kuf Aleph, he writes, one should answer Amen. Now, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank writes in Or HaChaim Chelek Aleph in Tshuvas Har Tzvi, Simon Kuf Nun Dalet, it is a hefsek, but if one did respond Amen, it wouldn't really be a problem b'dieved, but l'chachila one should not. But the common practice is to answer for the women to answer Amen, even though they already said a bracha of Shechayanu.